The newly configured right-wing extreme court struck one more blow against the country and humanity in its final day of the term. In West Virginia versus EPA, the court severely limited the EPA's authority to use the Clean Air Act to regulate greenhouse gas emissions. This, of course, upsets the Biden administration's push to replace coal-burning power plants with cleaner energy sources to mitigate climate change. Chief Justice John Roberts wrote for the court's 6-3 right-wing majority, "Capping carbon dioxide emissions to transition away from coal power may be a sensible solution to the crisis of the day, but," he said, "it's up to Congress, not the Environmental Protection Agency, to make a decision of such magnitude." In her dissent, Justice Elena Kagan said the ruling, quote, "strips the Environmental Protection Agency of the power Congress gave it." And then in the court's final decision of the term, they ruled that President Biden can end the former guy's controversial Remain in Mexico immigration policy. The policy requires some non-Mexican citizens detained at the southern border to return to Mexico in order to await the outcome of their applications for asylum. Texas and Missouri challenged Biden's efforts to kill the policy, and lower courts blocked the president from reversing it. But this extreme court, surprisingly, ruled 5-4 that Biden does have the authority to end the program. Chief Justice John Roberts, again writing for the majority, wrote that an appeals court erred in holding that federal immigration law required the government to continue implementing the program, formerly known as Migrant Protection Protocols. And with the end of the term, 83-year-old Justice Stephen Breyer's retirement became official. So it was then time to swear in the newest member.
I, Ketanji Brown Jackson, do solemnly swear that I will administer justice without respect to persons and do equal right to the poor and to the rich, and that I will faithfully and impartially discharge and perform all the duties incumbent upon me as an Associate Justice of the Supreme Court of the United States under the Constitution and laws of the United States. So help me God.
Ketanji Brown Jackson took the judicial oath of office and became the first Black woman to serve on the Supreme Court. Justice Jackson, now 51 years old, who was confirmed earlier this year to replace Breyer when he stepped down, is the 116th justice and just the sixth woman to serve on the High Court. But before they announced the final opinion of the day, the court said that it would hear oral arguments this October in a case involving a controversial legal theory that one advocacy group says is, quote, "threatening the future of voting rights." Here we go again. The case is Moore v. Harper. It involves North Carolina's congressional map, which was drawn by the Republican-controlled state legislature and was struck down by the state Supreme Court as racially discriminatory. Well, in March, the U.S. Supreme Court rejected requests by Republican officials in North Carolina and Pennsylvania to restore those Republican rigged maps in a 6-3 ruling in favor of the newer replacement maps. The North Carolina replacement map was drawn by a nonpartisan panel of experts and gives Democrats and Republicans 6 likely safe seats each, while 2 will be more competitive. But this ruling from the Supreme Court says, not so fast. The future of multiracial democracy is at stake, according to Allison Riggs, co-executive director and chief counsel for voting rights at the Southern Coalition for Social Justice. So President Biden changed course on one issue on Thursday, reversing himself during a short press conference at the end of the NATO summit. President Biden finally said that he would back suspending the state's filibuster rule if necessary to codify Roe v. Wade. However, despite Biden's newly announced support for the filibuster carve-out, as you would expect, the two obstructionists inside the Democratic Senate caucus are singing the same old song. Manchinima says, no way. Thankfully, officials in several Democratic-leaning states are implementing regulations that would either further protect or expand abortion-related laws and policy. In Washington State, Governor Jay Inslee, for example, issued a directive on Thursday that bars state police from cooperating with out-of-state agency requests for abortion-related information. Here in Florida, where we have no such people in power, a judge on Thursday temporarily blocked the state's new law banning all abortions after 15 weeks of pregnancy. Planned Parenthood of America, the Center for Reproductive Rights, and the American Civil Liberties Union had sued Florida earlier this month to try to stop the law, which the governor signed back in April. The plaintiffs argue that the law violates the state constitutional amendment barring the government from intruding on people's personal lives. That 15-week ban, by the way, was set to take effect July 1st, and it could be in place for a few days before the judge's paperwork is finalized. Knowing this, governor, the state will likely appeal. And that's just a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is 100% listener supported, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com, and please click on that donate button.